You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Real quick shout out. I do want to thank everybody writing in today. Just a little while ago, I was talking about how I fell down in the parking lot yesterday because I landed in a pothole and went down and twisted my ankle and jacked it up. So many people writing me with the little knee scooters, I guess you call them.
Is that what they're called?
Knee scooters, walkers, walkers and wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody, for offering those up for me. I'm going to see how the weekend goes first. See if some of the swelling and stuff goes down before I, have my wife push me around in a wheelchair.
These people are very kind.
It's amazing how many people have those little knee scooters. It's very surprising how many people have jacked up their legs.
Our listeners are all very clumsy.
Yeah, so. I guess they are. But anyway, thank you, everybody. That's very kind of you. You're very sweet.
Yesterday, as we were wrapping up the show, we were talking with listener Kathy. And she was telling us a story because I just, out of the blue, because I ask a lot of people this, I go, how'd you meet your SO? Where'd you guys meet? Because a lot of times they're fun stories. You never know what you're going to get. And man, we got a good story out of her. She was out with another guy and they were at a bar, but the bartender was cute. And I guess she struck up a conversation with him. Anyway, she went back like 2 days later and started talking to the bartender. Mm-hmm. And now they've been married for 30 years.
It's the greatest story. It's so sweet.
So we were just laughing over these ideas. Not that you met someone when you were in a relationship. That happens a lot. But we're talking about when you met someone when you were actually out with that person.
That's the key. SO. You were out on a date. You were having the time of your life, looking for the love. And you saw somebody else from across the room or next to you. We were talking about this and Jasmine wrote in. She says, I was out on a date with somebody at Elitch's. He wandered off to get something to eat while I was waiting. I started playing one of the little carnival games there. She said this cute guy was playing next to me. He kept winning. I wasn't. We had some laughs, yada, 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 yada. Going down to the end of the message, she says, he got my number. We went out a week later. We've been together for 10 years now. Jasmine.
Look at that.
So Jasmine
went
to Elitch's with somebody and then hit it off with a guy at one of the little games.
Well, we go from Elitch's to Dillard's.
Sexy.
Sarah, she has no H on her name, but Sarah says, yes, that's our story. My husband was out with his girlfriend. They even lived together. And they came into Dillard's, where I was working, looking for a birthday present for her mom.
Perfect.
He and I started laughing about something. The girlfriend got mad, and they left, thought I'd never see him again. He came back the next day and asked me out. She says, we got married in August.
Aw, thanks, Dillard's. May it rest. Aren't all the Dillard's shut down now?
I don't know. Where's she? Let me see where she's from.
Maybe there's some around. I don't know. That's cute, though.
Yeah, did the Dillard's close down at Park Meadows?
See, I don't know. Baby, I don't know.
I don't know how long ago this was that he started flirting. It could have been 5 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's cute. That's cute, though,
anyway,
right?
Anyway, we like the story. Now we need yours. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone calls are always best. Text if you can't help it. 303-691-1649. Our segment is, did you meet your current partner while you were out with someone else?
And for those of you that are curious, Dillard's still operates 282 stores in 29 states.
Hooray!
Thanks, Google.
started talking to somebody, and now you're together with that person. Yes? Did you meet your current partner while you were out with someone else?
I love this. Kathy Jean wrote in, double named Kathy Jean. She says, I was carpet shopping, and then in parentheses, she says, try not to be too turned on. I was carpet shopping with a guy I was living with. John, the guy helping us, was so sweet and kind and handsome. I was not paying attention to anything that was being said about carpet. She says, I went back to the store a few days later, acted like I was still looking, did a little flirting, asked him out, and we ended up dating for about 3 years. And that's from Kathy Jean this morning.
Sounds like they're not together anymore.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
I love this one, too, because it's meeting over popcorn. Jill says, I met my boyfriend when I was out with my then-boyfriend. He was out with his then-girlfriend.
Okay, all right.
We were all in the same row at a theater, and he and I were next to each other. So I guess the two couples sitting side by side,
sure.
But she was next to this other guy. He made some comment about how he wishes they had toppings for the popcorn. Jill says, well, I like putting toppings on my popcorn, too.
You had me at toppings.
We chatted while all the trailers were playing. Well, that gives you like half an hour right there.
Yeah.
Then he went to the bathroom or something. And when he came back, he slipped me a piece of paper with his number on it.
Old school.
We now make popcorn all the time and put all sorts of toppings on
it. Yeah. Topping dad ass.
Way to go, Jill.
Well done, Jilly.
To the phones. We've got some calls. We'll try to go through them fairly quickly. Paul, good morning. What's the story?
Good morning, boys. I was out with a group of friends, including my girlfriend, who was all sober, at the bowling alley. And I caught an eye of a girl that I had gone to high school with, out with her friends who were not sober. And she's now my wife.
So you met at the bowling alley.
At the 10 years.
10 years. Look at that, you turkey.
So you had a girlfriend, but you were looking for a spare.
Bam. Double bowling jokes. Oh, solid. Solid comedy today, you guys. Yeah.
Paul, thank you for
hashtag
the call.
Friday.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks,
Misty,
Paul.
What's the story?
Good morning, guys. So I'm out on girls' night. There isn't really an SO at the time, but there was a guy that wanted to be SO. And he's sitting in the school next to us. And I look over, like, to the caddy corner, and there's this guy sitting there. And I didn't pay no mind. Well, my friend and I go up to the karaoke, and we come back, and Matthew is sitting there. He's like, hi. So, yeah, that guy is not taking you home tonight. I am. And he took me home, and we've been together 5 years, February.
Yay. What'd you do when you got home?
A lot of popcorn toppings.
Yeah, yay, girl. What was your karaoke song?
I want to know what the song was.
I'm a once bitten, twice shy kind of girl.
She's doing great. Is that Great White, I think?
Yuck. Can I
smoke them if you got them, Misty?
That's
thank
right.
you for the call.
Let me give you one more that just came in. This is really good before we get to Vince. This is from Chad. Chad says, boys, you'll love this one. I was out with a woman and we went to a fancy restaurant. I valeted my car and the woman that took my keys was really pretty. We chatted for a few, kind of flirty like, and then I went in. We came back out after dinner. She brought the car around and we left. The next day, I found a note and a phone number tucked in my center console from the valet.
What?
I called her. We went out. We stayed together for about 4 years. This was the coolest way I ever got a girlfriend, and that's from Chad. What a story that is, Chad.
Story.
Holy crap, man.
I love that.
That's a good one. That's really good.
Quick call from Vince. Vince, what's the story?
So my wife was actually dating another guy. All three of us worked together as servers, and he actually approached me for relationship advice, and we just started talking back and forth for a while, and about 3 months later, those two broke up, and she asked me out. We've been together for 13 years now.
In a way, that's kind of cold. You know, the dude is asking you for relationship advice, and you end up taking his
girl. Here's how I would steal your girlfriend.
Vince, congratulations.
Yeah,
thank
buddy.
You very much for the call. I almost had one of those stories, but it was a... It was a misconnection thing, and I think I've talked about this on the show before. I was at a concert back in the 2000s, and I was with somebody at a concert, and the person next to me at the concert could not have been cooler, gorgeous, funny, and everything, and she mm-hmm. was with a guy. So it's like at the movie theater thing, we, you know, two couples sitting next to each other, but she and I were next to each other, right? My girlfriend or the person I was dating was on my right. Her boyfriend was on her left. Anyway, this guy seemed like such a tool. He was so, like, just kind of pouty about everything and just, like, no fun. And his girlfriend and I must have talked for, like, 20 minutes, you know, between acts and everything, just having the time of my life. And then we all went our separate ways. I never got a phone number. All I had was a first name. The person that I was there with, we probably broke up within 3 or 4 weeks of that concert.
When you missed out.
And I just missed out. And I was like, oh, some woman named January.
Oh,
that was
wow.
her name.
January. That's all I
the
knew.
The one that got away. What concert was it?
The one that got away, you know? And I was like, oh, I wonder where she is. Oh, my God.